It's been an unconventional college football season this year, with programs that have been consistent winners sputtering and stumbling, either barely qualifying for a bowl game or they're going to spend the Christmas season at home. Nebraska, USC, Florida State, TCU, and Wisconsin suffered through atypical seasons, hoping this was just a one-off, a temporary setback. Hello, everybody. How's it going today? My name's Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show that you help to sponsor with those tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can connect anytime or give online at WWIB.com. Wisconsin will go bowling, but nobody could have envisioned a 7-5 record and a season-ending loss to the Minnesota Gophers at home, 37-15. All Big Ten safety senior Dakota Dixon from Oak Hill, Florida, is on the other side of the phone line with me today for sports and commentary. So we knew this game with the Gophers, Dakota, wasn't going to be a walk in the park, but I don't think anybody saw this train wreck coming, 37-15. What are your thoughts about it?
Destiny was a tough game. It was not expecting Minnesota to win at all. I knew they had a good team. I knew they had an improved team. We did, but I also thought we were better as a team than they were. I just thought we had better football players. I thought we were just more of a better team, but I think it really goes to show that I don't think we just lost to Minnesota that night. I think that was kind of the theme of the season, really, from the beginning, since BYU. So it was just, we just couldn't pull it together. I don't know what it was. They were the better team that night. It was just simple as that.
Yeah. So was there, a tipping point in that game where there was just no getting it back again?
No, I had faith that we were going to come back. I think right around the fourth quarter, they got the ball. They put together a 9-minute drive, and it was only 5 minutes left on the clock, and it was just like, wow, we were down. That's when it kind of was starting to try to want to creep in, but I really thought we could win. I thought we at some point force a turnover, get something going offensively, and put points on the board, but it just never happened.
Yeah, well, Badger fans are concerned, wondering if this season is, just a phenomenon or maybe a sign of things to come. What do you think?
I think you it's unique because you got the program. The program is new players coming in, right? It's younger guys. A lot younger. I mean, so it's definitely going to obviously go through its growing pains of learning and I think understanding. These young guys, they got a lot. They come in with a lot of talent, but they don't understand, that everybody else has talent at this level as well. And that's why it's our job as seniors to lead and try to communicate that through our actions, through our play, through our leadership, et cetera. So I think it's just something that we have to experience as a program. I think it's something we have to experience to not only be humble, but also to just keep working, to be encouraged to all the more to just keep working and keep grinding, because I think it was in, 2008, Wisconsin went 7-6. And the years after that, it was just all positive. I mean, we just improved every year, got better every year. And so I think, as these young guys come in and as they kind of take over the squad and the team, it'll be definitely important for their leadership and for them to shift the program and transition it back to where it's been and where it should be going. So I think it's just one of those things. A lot of guys this year got hurt. A lot of guys stepped into roles this year that weren't necessarily ready for those roles but had no choice because of depth. there's a lot of things that the fans don't necessarily understand that's going on a lot. But at the end of the day, the game has to be played. The game has to be played. There's no excuses. And there has to be a victor. So we just weren't the fortunate side. We weren't on the fortunate side of that against Minnesota or the four other games we lost this season. But I think it will serve well and in the off season and a lot of motivation going into the off season. And I think it humbled our younger guys because they're not. It's the guys that have won a lot of football, a lot of guys that have played in a lot of big games, have gone to those big bowl games, competed in the Big Ten championships. A lot of those guys are we're all leaving after this year. So those of us that are left. So I think it's important. I think it's a great learning experience for the young guys. I think it's a humbling experience, but I do think in the same time that it's very encouraging and motivating.
Mm. Wisconsin Badgers football star, all Big Ten safety Dakota Dixon with me on Sports and Commentary. And we're running out of clock here, Dakota, so let me ask you back, and we'll visit about a trip you're going to take to New York for the National Football Foundation dinner. And you're one of 16 finalists for the Campbell Trophy, which is given to the nation's top scholar football player. Congratulations on that. We'll talk about that honor and more football and faith with you on Sports and Commentary, if that's all right with you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.